Vaccine apartheid. If one person is unprotected, we are all unprotected. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. I've personally received more doses of a COVID-19 vaccine than 130 countries. Those are the words of Dr. Craig Spencer, talking about the two vaccine shots he recently got as an emergency room doctor. Back in 2014, he contracted Ebola while combating the epidemic in Guinea, Africa. Dr. Spencer knows the value of public health protocols, personal protective equipment, or PPE, and vaccinations.
Just a few weeks ago, you know, we're the only country in sub-Saharan Africa, one of the only countries in sub-Saharan Africa to get vaccinated was in Guinea, and they received 25 doses, not 2,500, not 25,000, but 25.
Dr. Spencer is director of Global Health and Emergency Medicine at Columbia University, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
I've been vaccinated, thankfully, but my friends who work in a clinic in southern Burundi in East Africa may have to wait until 2022 or 2023.
The problem Dr. Spencer speaks of so personally has been described as vaccine apartheid or vaccine nationalism. Wealthy nations like the United States, the United Kingdom, and European Union countries contracted to buy billions of doses of prospective vaccines while they were still in development. Poorer nations, where 85% of the world's population lives, are left scrambling, forced to wait for vaccine shipments from COVAX, the global cooperative vaccination facility coordinated by the World Health Organization. Dr. Spencer notes that some rich countries have even bought up enough doses to vaccinate their population several times over.
We can hold on to them and hoard them, or we can think about how we get other vulnerable populations around the world vaccinated. There are 59 million healthcare workers in the world. We could take a very small proportion of the doses that we have ordered, and we could help coordinate a program with the World Health Organization, with other international health bodies, to get those most vulnerable people in the world vaccinated so that not only are we safe here at home, but others are safe everywhere else.
A key impediment to the mass vaccination of the global population is a supply shortage precipitated by greed. Most of the available vaccines have been developed by private for-profit pharmaceutical corporations that hold patents on the vaccines, granting them monopoly control over the production of these life-saving drugs. They're guaranteed massive profits despite having received, in some cases, billions of dollars in public subsidies for vaccine development. This exploitation of the pandemic for profit is only possible with strictly enforced global treaties, primarily the World Trade Organization's TRIPS. That's trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights. India and South Africa are leading an effort for a temporary waiver of these WTO patent protections, which would allow private and public facilities around the world to mass produce vaccines and other related patent protected items like syringes and PPE. The United States, first under former President Donald Trump, but continuing under President Joe Biden, along with a handful of wealthy countries, have been blocking the waiver. A growing movement coordinated by the group Public Citizen is pressuring Biden to reverse this destructive policy.
It would make all the difference in the world.
That's Democratic Congressmember Jan Schakowsky of Illinois speaking on Democracy Now!
We're spending additional billions of dollars to address tourism, to help the airlines, to be able to help our economy. All of that will be for naught if we cannot protect ourselves against this virus, because we will not help the international community. And there are hundreds of organizations, health organizations, human rights organizations, NGOs around the world that are pleading, really, for this waiver to be approved. I know that Nancy Pelosi, our Speaker of the House, has spoken out on this issue as well and says that this is important for us to do for ourselves. It's our own self-interest as well.
Congressmember Schakowsky's point is vital. If one person in the world remains unprotected, we are all unprotected. The COVID-19 virus mutates rapidly, highly contagious variants are spreading around the globe, including the UK, South Africa, and Brazil variants, now joined by the New York City variant. If the virus is not contained globally, it will continue to mutate and spread through unprotected populations, potentially rendering our current crop of vaccines ineffective, plunging the planet back into a catastrophic pandemic all over again. Fatima Hassan knows what the term apartheid means. She's a South African human rights campaigner who fought for access to life-saving HIV/AIDS drugs for poor countries. She wrote an article in this week's Foreign Policy. She writes, "A pernicious form of vaccine apartheid has emerged, largely based on wealth and geography." She goes on, "The pandemic response should not have to rely on voluntary cooperation, but urgent wartime measures, including compulsory ones," she says. The WTO is meeting in early March to debate the waiver. As it relies on consensus decision-making, any single country can block it. Trillions of dollars in potential economic damage and millions of lives hang in the balance. The United States, the wealthiest nation in the world, with the highest number of COVID-19 deaths, now over 500,000, should be leading the charge to share life-saving vaccines and treatments around the globe. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.